This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little slice of life and an actress and a producer joining us this hour for a very important film on what has been dubbed World Bipolar Day. I screened this film, and it's called Letting Go. That's coming up at the end of this hour. Also, we're going to introduce you to the captain of the America's team in America's Cup race, which is coming up in New York in the harbor. And, boy, swift competition. These boats go 60 miles an hour. It's absolutely incredible. And, by the way, Governor Kasich joins Trump and now Cruz in stepping back from the vow to back the eventual Republican nominee. So all three Republican candidates have decided they're not going to honor that pledge. And that's where we're at here on America Tonight as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions in your homes. And if you're cruising around listening to the show, I'm Kate Delaney. If you've never listened to the show before, and let me tell you, it doesn't get any crazier, as you all know, in watching the scenarios that unfold day in and day out when it comes to this election. And, you know, it's not just the craziness of the Republicans. That's on display. The Democrats, different storylines, and mostly it's Hillary Clinton and what's going to happen with the email scandal. It's been over a year. Is that going to bring her down, or does she continue to float and float right through the convention and on into that nominating process, which seems likely, but I have not seen the evidence. I have tried to get as much information as I can, but there's only so much you can get out of those peeps. All right, we got Justin Duckham with us now right at the top from Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you what, Justin, I mentioned this. This is the big thing with the Republicans. All three that are still in the race running say, hey, we forget about that we're going to back the eventual nominee. They're all saying that they're not going to guarantee that. Wow, that's pretty big news.
Hi, it's actually Ellen Ratner from Africa.
Oh, Ellen, I'm sorry, they said Justin. So, Ellen, you're in Africa. Wow. Well, forget that question. Tell us about Africa.
Well, actually, people are fascinated by the American elections, and I've been asked already about the pledge, even though it's very early in the morning here, that these guys are not going to support each other. It's really quite shocking, and anybody in Africa, that's all they talk about is the U.S. election. Of course,
wow.
The other thing that happened yesterday is the hijacking of a plane, the first hijacked plane since 9/11. And what's really interesting is the American and world press, but mainly American press, has not been covering which airports in Africa and in the Middle East, et cetera, are not considered safe by the TSA. And the TSA does actually make a determination, but nobody really publishes that. So people, you know, hook onto airplanes and they don't know what they're getting in terms of the safety in airlines. And I've seen different countries. Now, for instance, South Sudan, you have to give your fingerprints, and the fingerprint machine is given to them by the good USA. But in some countries, they just don't have that, and so they're not terribly safe.
Wow, no kidding. That's something, filling us in on that. And the election taking so much precedence. And why do you think that is? Because it's such a circus, everybody's fascinated by it, or they're just fascinated by what happens in the
U.S.? It's a circus. I'm constantly asked what Donald Trump is like. I'm constantly asked about Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton. And I think what basically happens is, you know, you have, for instance, South Sudan and other places in Africa, which are emerging democracies, and they look at our democracy and they're fascinated by it. They don't totally understand how we do things, and they don't understand why somebody like me can't predict who's going to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, why can't you look in the tea leaves and tell us what that's like? Come on. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when they're fascinated by Trump, especially, and we know that, what about the Democratic side of things? Are there questions about Hillary Clinton mostly?
Well, there's certainly, they don't understand the server issue because, of course, technology is not great in Africa. I mean, parts of it are okay, parts of it are not. So they don't really understand that. They also are fascinated by why, and again, this just came up this early morning, and it's early here, about Corey Lewandowski being arrested for cold handling. And they're fascinated by that, too. I mean, they don't understand how our system sort of works. And I think for them, because a lot of Africa is on the parliamentary system, some is not. But again, power is just very different here.
So how about your take on Corey Lewandowski and this whole lawsuit thing? The reporter saying she was grabbed, and you can see it on camera, and they say she has a bruise on her arm.
Well, you know, that it's interesting. And, of course, the person who really knows about Corey Lewandowski is Bob May, who Corey worked for a period of time. And, of course, Bob's in India. I'm in Africa. He's in India. So we're globetrotting this week.
Funny. Do you think this is going to change the way the media is handled at all? That's part of what's being discussed.
I do actually hope it changes it because, you know, media has been, we've been put into pens. We've been, I remember first covering the White House in 1993 and Helen Thomas saying to me, well, they take this behind rope line. Well, in fact, they do things like that. They don't allow a lot of media access. They think they can run media any way they want to. But now, of course, with the Internet, it's not the 90s anymore.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's not the 90s. All right, so this trip in Africa is fun somewhat, or are you doing some work there, too, as well?
Well, I'm doing work for our nonprofit, Goats for the Old Goat, and we give goats education, medicine, sustainability. Our real name is GEMS Foundation. So we're here to sort of see how that's going, to give out some goats at a school, and we're very up to date on everything.
All right. I love it. Ellen, thanks so much for calling us all the way from Africa. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ellen Radner, she's the best. Boy, that's a real treat to have her, all of you listening across the country and listening to this also in replay at different times. That's a big deal, and her charity is a big deal, too. Goats for the Old Goat, as she said, they've helped so many people. It's unbelievable some of what's happening, certainly in the Sudan, in the South Sudan, too, what's gone on with people. But just in general, too, when you think of how many have reached out to try to help in Africa, and Ellen is just one of those people that has been there for so many in the United States, too, as well. She really helped the people in Mississippi and continues to do that after Hurricane Katrina ruined so much of so many areas in Mississippi, Biloxi being like ground zero. People forget that. When Katrina hit, it was horrific, the death toll and what happened in New Orleans. But mostly that was about the levees and the actual hurricane, the damage that ripped away so many homes, livelihoods, and also killed so many people happened in Mississippi. And Ellen's done some wonderful things and helped right from the very beginning and helping people there get back on their feet. On the road again, just like Ellen, we want to take this show on the road. We could be in your neighborhood next. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Things that I may never see again.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives. And you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There you go. What's up? An appropriate question for all of you listening to America Tonight. Thanks for all the emails. We will definitely hit the mailbag, as we always do. Each and every time we crack open the mic during the show, you'll be treated to what so many others are thinking out there, both in the Midwest and the South and the Southeast, Southwest, you name it, any quadrant of the country. If you've never heard the show before, one of the things that I'm really proud of is the fact that I've lived in every single area of the nation. So in other words, I have not lived in every town and every city, but I have not lived in every state. I was not in Alaska. I did not live in Alaska. I've been to Hawaii. I did not live in Hawaii, but I've lived in all the other areas. So meaning, if I lived in California, I was definitely spending time in neighboring states, but I lived in California, I lived in Nevada, I lived in New Mexico, I've lived in South Carolina and Florida and all those places in between, in Chicago, in Ohio, in Illinois, Chicago, the city of Chicago. So the point being that I feel like I got a real taste of America and Americans. So I love being the host of America Tonight because we are all looking at things through different lenses, even if we don't always like to admit it. And it's not necessarily always ideologically. A lot of it has to do with the way you're brought up and the way you're living and your lifestyle. And of course, your generation and your gender can play into that obviously as well. So I know that looking at Cruz, Trump, and Kasich refusing to commit to the eventual nominee, man, that is a reality check. That's a big deal. It's a huge deal because normally that's just quid pro quo. Even as nasty as elections can get, even in the same party. There is a gentleman's agreement, I'll say, and now you can throw women into that, that once it's all said and done, hey, this is politics. And yes, if somebody else is a nominee, I will say I support them. I'm not going to jump to the other side or say that I don't like the choices or whatever. I'm not going to create a rift. I'm going to go along. But now with all the anger between these rival campaigns where they are ripping each other to the bone, they're not going to support the candidate. They're not saying that. They're not unquestionably supporting them. Now, that may be something that's worked out because, look, we're not even into April yet. But the reason they did the pledge deal in the first place last year was because there was fear that Trump would bolt the Republican Party if he didn't win the nomination and do an independent bid instead, if he didn't think he was treated well by the party leaders. The Republican leaders feared that that move would automatically hand the general election to the Democrats if he did that. So pretty much they're saying you can stuff it. He could still do that if he decides he's getting a raw deal. So in other words, if he's not the nominee, I think he does do that. And really the feud is more between Trump and Cruz than anybody else. I mean, you could throw Kasich in there, but the wife thing, the Melania and the Heidi deal, the spouse gate was just too much. I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And it's crazy because it really could splinter things even more. So here's the question for all of you who have called the show. Not everybody, but a lot of people have called the show and said they support Donald Trump. That maybe he wasn't their first choice, but they're going to back Donald Trump. Let's make America great again. We're going to do it. So if Trump bumps the GOP and flies solo on an independent run, would you dump the Republican Party in favor of Trump on an independent ticket where he would be hanging the Republicans out to dry, so to speak, and give Hillary Clinton, who I think is going to be the nominee, a better chance to win everything? This is big. If I'm Priebus, if I'm Rince Priebus, and I'm the head of the RNC, if I'm pulling the strings behind the scenes and I'm trying to make everyone happy, I am furious. I don't like this. I like the idea that there was a pledge because I was worried about it. Very worried about it. Whew. So not a good deal. Not a good deal at all. All right. By the way, here's the other big buzz, the juicy story, very tabloidy, because we live in the tabloid era when it comes to the Republicans especially, right? Who's got the best seat in the House? The National Enquirer, because it seems like they break the stories and they are the stories. As much as they get ripped to shreds and there used to be such exaggeration mixed in with a few truths, boy, it's a different day. So Trump said he's going to stand by Corey Lewandowski, who is running his campaign. Ellen mentioned it. Our pal Bob Ney had a couple of races where he had Lewandowski help him. And here's what the scoop is. And you can see this video. It's all over the Internet. But there was something that happened March 8th at a press conference at the Trump National Golf Club in Jupiter in Florida, where Lewandowski was accused by a reporter of grabbing her arm as she asked the front runner a question. You know, just grabbed her. And apparently, you know, grabbed her tightly enough. It seems almost innocent when you look at it, but grabbed her tightly enough that there was a bruise on her arm. So she's filed charges. The Jupiter Police Department has video from the ballroom where it happened, and they say it definitely parallels the reporter's version of events, and they charged Lewandowski because of what happened there, because of that footage that they have. So if they didn't have the tape, I guess it would have been, if they hadn't produced the tape, it would have been, I don't know, maybe it would have been worse, is what Trump says it would have been worse, because if you look at the statement she made, that she was forcefully thrown reporters to the ground, he says that's exaggerated nonsense, because that's not what happened. He said, what ground? And so he says he's not going to fire his campaign manager, because clearly you can see on the tape, I mean, he grabs her arm, but says he's not throwing her to the ground by any stretch of the imagination. So, and he says the situation's unfair. Says he's one of his closest advisors. It's ridiculous. It's unjust. Nobody called me. Nobody interviewed me, is what he said. I was interviewed by the police. The police report says Lewandowski grabbed her left arm with his right hand, causing her to turn and step back. They say he's absolutely innocent, according to the Trump people. He's going to be in court on May 4th to face one count of simple battery. Now, Ted Cruz's campaign jumped all over this and said this is indicative of the culture of the Trump campaign. In fact, one of Cruz's spokespeople, Alice Stewart, said, unfortunately, this abusive behavior seems to be part of the culture of the Trump campaign. Personal attacks, verbal attacks, and now physical attacks have no place in politics or anywhere else in our society. Cruz said during a town hall meeting on Tuesday night that if Lewandowski was his campaign manager, he would ask him to resign. And said that the members of the campaign staff shouldn't be physically assaulting the press. And then John Kasich's campaign strategist, John Weaver's his name, said Lewandowski is a bully. A bully! And he would have already been fired if he had worked for the governor. You need to see the tape. This is radio. He definitely grabs her arm and pulls her back, does not throw her to the ground, just yanks her away from Trump. And she, you know, I guess hard enough in grabbing the arm that she bruised and then went to the police department, and there you go. So we'll see what happens on May 4th, but Trump is standing by it. And by the way, the reporter is a Breitbart reporter, Michelle Fields. And Trump says it's ridiculous, the misdemeanor battery allegations. And you can clearly see it. And he said, luckily, we do have the surveillance tape because it's a much ado about nothing. Coming up on America Tonight, we got a couple of things in store for you. Including, I can't wait until you see this, because we have a movie coming out that I mentioned called Letting Go, and it's really won a bunch of awards, and it is tremendous. I've got the actress and one of the writers on coming up at the end of this hour. Hang with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
America tonight to introduce you to two people connected to a great new film, one that I feel very privileged to have screened early. It's called No Letting Go. For those of you who know me and certainly know this show, you know that I'm on a quest to make mental illnesses like bipolar become more in our vernacular of the conversation of how I feel it's a disease and how we can't keep just pushing this in the background. I cannot tell you how this has affected so many people I know and their lives, and this film is just a beautiful, beautiful film. It's right now in limited release in New York for my pals there and in Los Angeles, but it's making its cable on-demand release, as they say, and that's happening March 30th, which is World Bipolar Day. So we have one of the main actresses from the film. Her name is Cheryl Allison, and also the co-producer and co-writer, Randy Silverman, is with us as well. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having
me. Randy, let's start with you and tell us about, as a co-writer and co-producer, this is personal for you because this is a real life experience for your family. Tell us about it.
Yes, exactly. The story is actually based on the true story of my own family. I have three sons, And my middle son, when he was very, very young, was originally diagnosed with anxiety and then depression. It was a very terrifying time for us because we had no idea that children could have any kind of mental illness. But when your 9-year-old suddenly doesn't want to live anymore, you start to realize something is going on. Ultimately, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but it took years and years for us to understand what was going on and to get the help and treatment he needed. And I really believe that was because I didn't know, my family didn't know, the teachers didn't know. Nobody knew this kind of thing could happen for no apparent reason. And so I've been on a mission to, as you said, and I'm so thrilled to hear you're on a mission too, to change the dialogue in our country about mental illness so that we can treat mental illness like we do any other illness. The medical illness in it deserves to be treated the same way. And early intervention can work and can be very effective, but you can't get early intervention if you don't even know there's a problem to fix. So anyway, that's my mission. And so I got involved, luckily, with these fabulous filmmakers, Karina Rush, my co-producer, and Jonathan Bukhari, the director. And we said, you know what, we have to do something here. We started with a short film, Illness, and Cheryl can tell you about that. And we wrote this film, and it's beautiful. It's received a lot of attention. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, you tossed to Cheryl. So, Cheryl, let's ask you about that. Tell us about the short film that Randy just mentioned, Illness, and how that was the springboard for what you're now starring in.
Yes, exactly. Our director, Jonathan Bukhari, actually wrote the short film called Illness. And I was cast as the mother, and Karina Rush was producing it. And as we were in the process of beginning to film, Randy is a longtime friend of Karina's as well, and they started talking, and Karina invited Randy to be a part of the short film as a mental health consultant to make sure we were addressing the subject matter correctly. And the illness went out to film festivals worldwide, and we were just really amazed at how it was received. It won awards everywhere, and the audience was just very receptive. And they kept coming up to all of us saying, we want more. You know, 13 minutes is not enough into this family's life. So throughout that process, then Randy started talking to Jonathan and said, you know, this is really my family's story, and I think we could make a feature film out of it. So it was interesting, you know, because Randy hadn't even written a short film, but yet it represented her family so well. And then they wrote the feature, and then we got funding, and we shot the feature in, let's see, it was the summer of 2014.
Yeah, as an actress, you certainly know this, and Randy knows this too as well. Somebody told me, hey, this has the great potential for some Academy Award buzz. And you can say whatever you want about awards, and you mentioned already some awards and then the short film, it's not enough. But the great thing about that is if you do get that kind of buzz, it means more people will be curious, correct? Is that right, Randy? And they'll go and they'll watch this, they'll want to find out more about it, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I'm not in the film industry, or I wasn't, but suddenly I am now. And what I've learned is awards of any kind get people to notice. And that's what we need. What we need is everyone in the country to see this film. It's an unusual film because there isn't another film out there that really explores children and a family and what a family goes through when a young person develops a mental illness. And so the best way to start a conversation is to get as many people to see it as possible. But, yeah, Academy Award, that sounds nice. I like that.
Hey, sure. We'll take it. We'll take it.
So now you've got this film and you're promoting it, and I mentioned it's World Bipolar Day. And, Cheryl, for you, you could tap into Randy. Did you do that? Were you able to tap into her and say, hey, tell me a little bit more what this was like? I mean, how great is that when you've got somebody, a living, breathing person who can relate and tell you about, this is the inside look at my family? Did that make it really jump off the page for you?
Oh, absolutely. I have never participated in a film or a role that has meant so much to me. Meeting Randy originally on the set for the short film, we immediately connected. Now, like I said, in the short film, I wasn't per se playing her at that point, but she was giving me so much advice and so much insight on her experiences. And I have to tell you, the young man who plays Timothy, in our feature film as well as the short film is Randy's youngest son in real life. And so I was incredibly close to him. So I just sort of feel like I am a member now of the Silverman family.
And you are.
Yeah. So I interviewed her, I spoke with her, and, you know, we're just incredibly close. And so it made a world of difference.
It's interesting because people say, wow, you've got an actress who looks just like you. And the funny thing is that she was cast in this role before I even came on board in the short film. And if you look at pictures of us, of course, we look like sisters. And she looks like my youngest son's mother. So it really is, it's sort of meant to be.
There you go. Randy, how's your son doing now? Because people are going to want to know the rest of the story. As you said, after all of the frustration you went through, then finally there was a diagnosis at the end of a very long tunnel, right?
Yeah, there was a diagnosis. And then even after the diagnosis, it took a long time to get him the help he needed. And I won't give any spoilers away for the film. But the film does end with hope. But it still ends where he's in treatment. But in real life, he's 19 years old, and he is doing extremely well. He has learned a lot about his illness, and he's learned how to manage it. And he does what he needs to do to manage it. He still has bipolar disorder. He'll have bipolar disorder for the rest of his life. And it's okay. We treat it like asthma, diabetes. Okay, so what? You have bipolar disorder. Let's do what you have to do to take care of yourself as though you had any other illness. And that's what he does. He's a really great kid. And honestly, in the end of all of this, he's my hero because it is a difficult, difficult illness to live with, but it's even more difficult when the world doesn't understand and discriminates against you. And, you know, if he has a hard time, certain friends don't understand and walk away, or getting a job can be complicated if people don't understand. So I'm trying to help change that so he can live in a world where he does not have to be concerned about those things.
Yeah, and for both of you, last one, what do you hope that, we kind of touched on this briefly in the beginning, that this movie does, especially, Randy, for you, as you said it, and I mentioned it for me, it's very personal as I look around me and see what it's done to my family, and realizing that so many people just have no idea what it means.
Right, they don't. And the statistics are 1 in 4 Americans suffer from a diagnosable mental illness. And that's 1 in 5 children. That's 15 million children in the United States. So we all know somebody, even though they may not be talking about it. And I hope that this makes all the difference in terms of how we see and feel about mental illness. And then we can move forward with treatments and fixing our mental health system and putting more money into research. But until we can talk about it, none of those things are really going to happen. So my goal is to get everyone to see it. And there are a lot of platforms that will be available, as you said, on video on demand throughout the country and Canada. Mm-hmm. We will also have on our website, which is nolettinggomovie.com, we are going to be selling DVDs as well as streaming. And it's on all the big platforms, Time Warner, Comcast, I mean, you name it, it's going to be all over the country. And also, in addition to that, we are taking the film out on the road to do community screenings and conversations, because having the conversation is as important, I think, as what. Well, no, I think watching the film is the first step, but then having the conversation in communities hopefully will make a big difference.
Awesome. And I think, Cheryl, for you, you said it already, that what a great role for you, one of the best, because you were able to actually tap into the person who was affected by it in the family.
She was brilliant, by the way, brilliant.
Well, it's very rare to be able to do a role where you feel like not only do you want to give a truthful and authentic voice for Randy, but then I realized it's so many people's story. So I felt like I was representing so many, you know, in particular women out there that are in the same situation. And I had so many friends approach me and tell me, hey, this is my story too. So I felt a very big responsibility to represent all of them in a truthful way.
Yes,
and that's true. There are millions of families like mine, and the story is
while, yes, it's based on my story, we wrote it to represent the millions of us who are out there struggling. So she did an amazing job representing all of us. She's won 4 awards already for this.
I know. I saw that. Brilliant. It's terrific. I hope everybody listening, and we're on across the country, goes, see it, get it, have those community discussions. Absolutely. No letting go. Thank you so much, Cheryl Allison, and also Randy Silverman. You guys are terrific, and good luck with the film.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I can't tell you how excited I am about racing of any kind and boats of all sizes. As we know, that's my obsession. I grew up with a sunfish. I won't tell you where that sunfish ended up, but my sailing skills when I first started weren't quite up to snuff. But I'll tell you what I do love. I love watching the sport. So Team USA skipper Jimmy Spithill, believe it or not, is with us. Think of the America's Cup and think of the boats and the beauty of that and some of the races that we've talked about. There's a big, spectacular race that's coming up in New York City on May 7th and 8th. The racing spans obviously 2 days, and you can hear it on the or you can see it on the Peacock Network, and it puts 6 boats from 6 countries against one another on the Hudson. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So tell us about this competition. I mean, this is a big return to New York City, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's great to be back. I mean, you know, the America's Cup is the oldest international sporting trophy in the world. You know, it's been going for 166 years. So, you know, that's pretty incredible. The U.S., New York Yacht Club, you know, was here for 132 years, which is the longest winning streak in sport. And then it was broken in 1983, and since then there's been only a handful of nations that have held it. But, you know, right now, Oracle Team USA is a two-time winner. And, yeah, for the first time, we'll be bringing these huge carbon fiber catamarans that literally now fly out of the water. They do speeds of up to 50, 60 mile an hour, and we'll be racing right there on the Lower Hudson between the World Trade Center and the Statue of Liberty, and I think it's just going to blow people's minds when they see it.
Yeah, like you said, 60 miles an hour, that's just incredible, the beauty of it and how fast they cut through, and they'll be able to cut through the Hudson. As you forecast, obviously weather plays a part. You look at what you expect there. But in the Hudson, it's relatively contained, correct?
Yeah, look, I mean, the beauty of these boats is they're so powerful now, they need very little wind to get going. They actually do 2 to 3 times the speed of the wind. That's how powerful and efficient they are. But the Hudson's going to be fantastic. I mean, look, you get a mix of conditions there. We sail in very tight spaces now. You know, we call it stadium sailing. The races are 15, 20 minutes long. 3 races Saturday, 3 races Sunday, and the races on Sunday were double points, so it really keeps it all open until the final race. But I think when people see these boats, I think they're some sort of a spaceship. They look like nothing else in the world, and they literally do fly there.
Well, speaking of Jimmy Spithill, Team USA skipper, how much do these boats cost?
Well, the big cost is probably all the R&D that goes into them and the design of them. They're, you know, 100% carbon fiber. They're really our space age. It's really like building a space shuttle. You know, the level that we're at in terms of engineering and construction. So they're, you know, millions of dollars, but they are just incredible bits of equipment. You know, they're now, instead of, as an example, instead of being powered by a conventional sail, they're now powered by rigid carbon fiber like a plane wing. So it really is like having a turbo boost, and I don't think anyone will have seen a boat go this quick on the Hudson, let alone a sailing boat.
Yeah. How does somebody, when you assemble your team, what do they have to do to qualify? Where do you pluck these guys from?
Well, it's quite a big change. I mean, in the past, the guys that were, and certainly the perception, I'm sure, for a lot of people in New York is that, you know, sailors in the America's Cup sailors, you know, aren't that athletic. Big change now, you know. It's definitely a young man's game. Typically, you know, our guys on a daily basis in our training, they're burning about 7,000 to 8,000 calories each per day. So it's a full, we're looking at all just incredible athletes now. We've seen guys cross over from other sports. We've got Ironmen, ex-Olympic rowers. We've actually taken out, you know, some NFL and baseball guys when we're racing in San Francisco, and they were absolutely shocked at just how hard it was. So, yeah, we're really looking at guys that not only do you have to be an incredible athlete, you need to be able to think at exhaustion and make decisions and think a step ahead while under stress, because there's real consequence now in this racing that hasn't really been there in the past.
Yeah, as you said, the consequences are different, aren't they, now? And the stakes are higher.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's actually a lot similar to motor racing in that the harder you push, the faster you'll go, you know, in an F1 car or a NASCAR, and that's simply the exact with us. And there's a clear line, and if you cross that line, in our case, we'll capsize, crash, and, you know, the guys will be seriously hurt. So, on the flip side, if you're not pushing and if you're not going fast, someone else is, and you'll be slow. So it's just sort of maintaining that balance. The boats get inches apart. Sometimes, you know, there are collisions, and it's all on a very, very tight racetrack right there, you know, in that natural stadium of the Hudson. You know, I think that people are really going to get a kick out of this.
As the skipper, you have to look at the competition. Who's going to be the stiffest competition for you?
Yeah, look, we've got 6 very, very competitive teams from all around the world with some of the best athletes. We, right now, the New Zealand team is winning the tour. We're in second, We have the British team, who's also very strong at third. The fact is, though, with this type of racing, it's so difficult. You're heavily undermanned on these boats, and things happen in split seconds. So there's so much passing. You make a mistake and you get punished in this sort of racing. So the fact is, any one of these teams could win. And as we've seen in previous events, it'll all come down to the final race on Sunday.
Wow. For you, is of all the things that you've accomplished in your career, what's the biggest?
Definitely the America's Cup, there's no question. I mean, look, it's a big team atmosphere. These America's Cup teams, we design, build, engineer. So there's obviously the athletes, but we also have our designers and our structural engineers, boat builders behind the scenes. And it's just so difficult to win and get right. And when you do it with a large group of people, it's just such it's just so rewarding. It becomes an addiction. And you want to experience the high of that as a group again. So that's what we're trying to do at Uncle Timmy. We really, obviously, one of the things we want to capitalize on is the sort of home field advantage here in New York. So we're really urging everyone to come down and support the team, because I've seen it firsthand. It definitely makes a big difference to the guys on board.
Yeah, so and then certainly it can support thousands that can come down and watch, right? I mean, obviously.
Well, I tell you what, there's no other stadium in New York where you can go and watch the best athletes in the world for free.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Hudson's going to offer. And it's not a huge time commitment. We're talking three races on Saturday, three on Sunday. The races are about, 12 to 15 minutes long. And I tell you what, people and kids are going to really kick out of this. It's very, very quick and very exciting.
Before we let you go, give us a little a tip on watching this. What should people, if they line up along the Hudson, what should they be looking for?
Well, first of all, I see the boats literally flying on top of the water. I see these huge carbon fiber rigid wings tearing around. And there'll be so much going on that it'll be impossible for them to miss.
So bring the binoculars, right, and focus on...
You won't need the binoculars. Basically, we kind of have sidelines, like in a football game.
Yeah.
And literally, the fans are on the sidelines. So, you'll almost be able to reach out and touch the boats. You will not need the binoculars.
Wow. Well, I can't wait. I know that I'm going to be there for sure. Jimmy Spinhill, good luck. Thanks so much, Skipper, for Team USA.
Thanks very much.
All right, so again, a huge event, this race, New York City, May 7th and May 8th, the 2 days as he mentioned. So it is a big return to New York City. The America's Cup, as he said, the ties to the area go all the way back to the mid-1800s. In fact, I looked this up. America's Cup originated at the New York Yacht Club, and it was a challenge from the Queen of England. So you can imagine how stunning that's going to be to see the six boats on the Hudson with the Manhattan skyline as the backdrop. As I mentioned, it's going to be on NBC. They're going to cover it. And Jimmy Spithill is a pretty good deal, obviously, and he talked about how they pulled the guys, the athletes, that the NFL guys and baseball guys were just blown away by what it takes, the exhaustion when you get on the boat. 7,000 to 8,000 calories a day is what you're burning, which is incredible when you think of that intensity. And then the speeds that he mentioned, it makes sense because those split-second decisions that are happening when you're going 60 miles an hour and cutting across the water. And obviously, this is more in the series. This is part of the series, but this is a big part of the series. And Oracle Team USA is going to be there. He mentioned New Zealand's pretty tough. Sweden's going to be there as well. Japan's going to be there. France is going to be there. And, of course, England, as I mentioned. And they're vying for the points that count toward the final competition, and that's in the 35th America's Cup, which is in Bermuda in 2017. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.